All right, 45 after. If you listened to last week's program on Thursday, you heard some people saying, now, wait a second, this overhaul to no-fault car insurance isn't everything you think that it might be. A lot of folks believe you're going to pay more money now than you did previously, and you won't have the coverage of catastrophic care if you or somebody you know is in a terrible accident and needs medical treatment for a number of years, maybe the rest of their lives. Things are not what they seem to be, they say. Dana Earle here, Director of Sales and Marketing at Advent Home Medical. Dana, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here, Dana, as always. Advent Home Medical provides statewide respiratory care for in-home patients with offices in Pontiac, Grand Rapids, Lansing, and Petoskey. Tell me how this is going to impact your business, because I know one of the things that's involved here is a rate sheet, what you're allowed to pay employees, basically, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, sort of. There's a fee schedule that we're allowed to charge the insurance companies. We're a little different. We're a home medical equipment provider. We're clinical respiratory. But the way it's going to impact our business, Steve, is we take most insurances, including auto no-fault. But what's going to happen with the auto no-fault folks is that if they choose a cap on their insurance and their auto insurance runs out, that care isn't going to be available for the home care providers. We can bill a secondary insurance Medicare or Blue Cross, something like that.
Right.
But the providers that don't bill Medicare, such as a lot of the nursing agencies, transportation companies, home modification, they're going to take up to a 45% cut. Now, how a business can survive on that, you tell me.
It's going to be tough, you know, and we've heard, last week we had people telling us as many as 30,000 people could lose their jobs statewide as a result of this. I suppose that's possible. We'll see how it plays out. They also are suggesting, the opponents of this change to the insurance for our automobiles here in Michigan, say that we're not going to save any money. It's going to cost me just as much, possibly more, because of the convoluted way they say this was put together. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. That's even what the insurance folks are saying. Also, we're going to have to buy more liability. You know, this law has been in effect for over 40 years, and the Michigan residents voted it in. We didn't have a chance to vote on it this time. It's a really bad thing for the folks of Michigan, for all drivers. It's not just if you're catastrophically injured. You know, they can go after, if you're at fault, if you get a ticket, if you're at fault, you can be sued. You know, your liability insurance might not cover you. So you really need to look at how much liability and talk to your insurance agent about increasing that, because they could come after your home, your business, your personal finances, if you're in an at-fault accident.
Sure. And, of course, it changes now. If you're an at-fault accident, you know, even if you're not, the people in the other
Correct. Car
can choose to sue you. They can try. They can go out. It creates a lot of headaches we didn't have before. So people, I think it's fair to say there was a need for change in the no-fault situation we had
Correct. Previously.
But folks on your side of the aisle say that was not the change we needed. So you've got something coming up. I want to touch this before we get too far along. Wednesday, September 25th, the Michigan Auto Insurance Promise March and Rally will be held in Lansing. What is that about?
We're trying to get together Michigan residents, providers, 4,000 or 5,000 people to come to the Capitol. You know, at the Capitol in Lansing, any day you'll have 100 or 200 people marching or protesting a cause. But we need to really show our legislators that voted for this that you know, if there's 4,000 or 5,000 people there, that represents a lot more voters than that. That we aren't accepting the change, and that we need some reform already before the law even takes full effect. So that takes place next Wednesday, the 25th. And you check in at the Lansing Center. There's going to be some activities. And then we're going to march to the Capitol and have a rally with speakers.
Right. So Dana Earle here, the Director of Sales and Marketing at Advent Home Medical. I heard rumblings when I was at the conference on Thursday of the possibility that there could be lawsuits filed against the state. There's also the possibility, and you just mentioned that no fault was brought in by voters here in Michigan. I've heard rumor that maybe there could be another ballot initiative. I mean, have you heard that sort of thing?
I absolutely have. The first step is the rally to see what we can do. We're going to find out more information on that day from the Coalition for Protection of Auto No Fault and the Brain Injury Association, et cetera. And we're just gathering right now. We're working with a couple of legislators to try to possibly get this on the ballot initiative. It'll be very costly, so we have to, get awareness and raise funds, and so we'll see what happens. But that is definitely something that we're thinking about as a
So you're considering then putting it on the ballot for 2020?
Right, but then we have to raise awareness with the Michigan residents because, talking with my friends and neighbors, a lot of them don't even really realize what's going on and what we've lost. And I suppose you won't unless you're in an auto accident or a family or friend is.
Well, about 125 people are already affected by that have been catastrophically injured since the program's changed, right?
Right, since June 11th of this year, it went into effect when Secretary of State stamped the bill. So it's already in effect as far as what some of the law is for insurance companies will cover. Next summer, we're going to choose our personal injury protection coverage, which is only about 30% of our insurance bill. And that's why it's not going to lower your insurance bill very much, because PIP coverage is only about 30% of it. So if that's cut by 20 or 30 or 40%, it's just not that much money.
Right.
And
the savings
you're
going
to have
to
pay in liability insurance will offset that and probably raise your rates.
All right. So it'll be negligible. But a ballot initiative question is possibly formulating. I greatly appreciate the conversation, Dana. Dana Earle, the Director of Sales and Marketing at Advent Home Medical. Obviously, it's a question and a concern that affects all Michigan residents. Thank you.
Correct. Thank you, Steve.
Greatly appreciate
it. Thanks for taking up the cause.
Absolutely.
Okay. Take care.
51 after. It's the Steve Weber Show. We've got some final thoughts about everything going on, from the General Motors strike to the smear job and Brett Kavanaugh and everything else. Keep up with everything at SteveGore.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll be right back.
September is weight loss and body contouring month at Wyckoff Wellness, and it's your chance to drop pounds, lose inches, save some money, and find the new you. In September, save 20% on their HCG and ketogenic weight loss programs and save 20% off Virju body contouring and cellulite reduction packages. Wyckoff Wellness is here to help you reach your weight loss and body contouring goals, and September is the best time to get started and save 20%. Call 517-333-7270 or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.